Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio broadcast. Today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. This is Bible Study Thursday. I like to spend some time each Thursday going through some topics, some pertinent scriptures in the Bible, and teaching you from God's Word. It's not just about human rights here on the cross in the desert, although that is the preponderance of what I spend my time doing, being a voice for my Iranian friends and the suffering, persecuted church. Today, I want to focus in on one of my most favorite passages of Scripture and the meaning of this passage that has such a great transformative value in the lives of all of us. And actually, this was my mother's favorite Scripture, and I as I'm teaching today, I'm thinking of her. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, is one of the most significant passages of Scripture regarding salvation and discipleship. And it's one that we're all very familiar with. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You can just think of someone today that is just broken and despaired and is at the end of just dealing with life. And this beautiful invitation from the lips of Jesus, like the balm of oil poured out over someone, refreshment, feelings of just life again. When you hear these words from Jesus, he is inviting us to come to him. Notice that he's not pointing us to a religion or pointing us to a system or pointing us to a guru. He's saying, come to me. And he qualifies it, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And as you hear those words, they're an invitation of where I can come and lay down my burdens and the issues of life at the feet of Jesus and find solace and find rest. And yes, that's part of what that verse means, but it's not everything that it means, because he goes on next to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He qualifies it by saying, when you learn from me, you will know that I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, as you read through the Bible, and especially Matthew chapter 11, you will notice that Jesus is inviting the burdened, burned out, oppressed people of his time that were under the heavy yoke and burden of the religious Pharisees and the scribes. Because the religious Pharisees and the scribes, those that were the interpreter of God's law, spent so much time in external outward appearance, wanting to impress the masses of their great religiosity, of their great spirituality. And by this time, the Jewish interpreters of the law had added some 600 more burdens for the people to carry that really were not part of God's law, but came about by traditions and the teachings of rabbis. And so Jesus could look out at the weary people of his day and have empathy, sympathy, and compassion for them. I want us to understand something this morning as we go through this verse. What does it mean to be yoked to Jesus? Because he says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, what does that mean when he says that? As you look at this passage, Jesus tells all who are worried and burdened to come to him for rest. Now, he's not speaking of physical burdens. Rather, it was the heavy burden of the system of works Pharisees had laid on the backs of the people, and that's what Jesus is offering to relieve, these spiritual burdens on the shoulders of people. In fact, in Matthew 23, Jesus goes on to rebuke these religious leaders for what they were doing. We hear the word yoke. Let me help you understand that. The yoke of the Pharisees is the burdensome yoke of self-righteousness and legalistic law-keeping. Keep that in mind. As I mentioned, biblical scholars have discovered that the Pharisees had added over 600 regulations regarding what was qualified as working on the Sabbath. Remember, they had taken the Sabbath day of rest and made it into a religious system that God didn't intend it to. That's a heavy burden, 600 regulations. And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, there was a lawyer who came and asked Jesus what was the greatest commandment of the law. And if you look carefully at his questions, you can read between the lines. He's saying, Jesus, what law? Of all the laws we have, do I absolutely have? And what Jesus is saying in this passage is that any kind of law-keeping is burdensome. It amounts to a heavy yoke of oppression. Because no amount of law-keeping, understand this, no amount of law-keeping can bridge the gap between our sinfulness and God's holiness. You look elsewhere in Scripture, and God says through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah that all of our righteous deeds, all of our righteousness are a polluted garment. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. And what is the good news here in this passage? Well, the good news is that Jesus promises all who come to him, he will give them rest from the heavy burden of trying to earn our way into heaven. And rest from the oppressive yoke of self-righteousness and legalism. So this passage is an invitation to salvation and discipleship. Well, I'll explain that later. Jesus encourages those here who are heavy laden to do something, to take his yoke upon them. And when they do that, they're going to find rest for their souls. Now, the yoke of Jesus is light and easy, is what he says, because it is the yoke of repentance and faith, followed by the commitment to follow him. And the Apostle John in 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Jesus is saying, get rid of the yoke of the Pharisees. It's a heavy, oppressive burden, and take my yoke. It's easy. It's light. Now, what this yoke is about, it's about discipleship, which I'll explain later. But remember what Jesus did for us at the cross. He carried our burdens. In his perfect obedience, when we come to him, righteousness is imputed to our bank account and exchanged for our sin at the cross. And the Holy Spirit comes to live in our lives to mold us more and more into the image of Christ. So I want us to understand what's going on here. Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees and the scribes for putting a heavy yoke of self-righteousness upon his people. And he's saying, don't take that yoke. Take my yoke. It is easy. Now, I want us to understand something more here, because this is very critical for the passage. The word yoke in the Greek means yugos. And it's referring to a wooden yoke that joined two animals together. Now, here's the cultural context. The yoke is a wooden yoke. You see it with the joining of two animals together. And so they're joined together so they could combine strength to pull a load that would have been too much for just one animal to pull alone. Therefore, there's two animals yoked together. And Jesus is using this metaphor and illustration so that people of his day could understand it. Now, the idea of a yoke around your neck, my neck, that's not too appealing. But when we think about the purpose of this yoke that Jesus is talking about, we can see a real beauty in this message. The Matthew Henry commentary affirms Jesus' words that to call those who are weary and heavy laden, to take a yoke upon them looks like adding affliction to their afflictedness. But notice he says, my yoke. Take my yoke. You're under a yoke that is making you weary, Jesus says. Shake that off and take my yoke. It will make it much easier. To take the yoke of Christ means to obey the gospel of Christ, to yield ourselves to the Lord. It means to submit my life to his and to take off this yoke of self-righteousness of trying to earn favor before God. That is an oppressive yoke. If you try to carry it alone, it's way too oppressive. And you would have the illustration, if that one ox was carrying the load, it would be too heavy for the ox. There would never be a chance of rest. You would become exhausted. But when we accept the yoke of Jesus, it's like we're allowing him to walk with us and to share the load. Again, the oxen illustration. Taking his yoke doesn't mean holding on to the things that weigh us down, like unforgiveness, bitterness, shame. Instead, taking the yoke of Christ gives us freedom. Take my yoke upon you. This means to enter into submission to his will, to turn over control of my life to him. We experience this light burden, this easy yoke. So when we take that yoke, we are following Christ. We are moving in the direction that Christ wants us to move. And we're not struggling to carry all the weight ourselves. Because when we give it to Christ, he is the captain of our salvation. The Bible says, cast all of our cares on him. There is a heaviness and there is a challenge in following Jesus. There's the yoke. Take up the cross and follow me. Deny yourself, take up the cross, follow me. Another passage of Scripture, Luke 9:23. But it is not an oppressive, burdensome yoke. It is following Jesus. He is helping us carry the load. We're being refreshed in Jesus. You will find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16 says that. You will find rest for your souls is a direct quote from that. And as we follow Jesus, it doesn't mean it's simple, but it's easy and less burdensome. Because we're working towards the goal of following him, being his disciple. It is a light affliction. We're going to have that in this world. Our light affliction, it's only for a moment, but it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So if you're wounded, if you're oppressed, if you're stressed out today, if you're exhausted today, Jesus is inviting you to take off the oppressive yoke of self-righteousness and false religion and exchange it for the easy yoke of submitting to Christ and following him, because he is the one that wants to bear the burden of your sins, to bear the yoke of oppression against you. He takes it all away at the cross and invites you to follow him and gives you rest. He's speaking of a spiritual rest. Come to me. And I love it that Jesus says, come to me, because oftentimes you hear people joining churches. I like this church. I like what they teach. I feel good. But that's really not what this is about. Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter what denomination. What matters is you come to me. I am the source of salvation. I am the source of forgiveness. Forgiveness is never found in a system of religion. Forgiveness is found in a person, and that's who Jesus is. He is a person, and you come to him for salvation because he is the living Savior. And as you think of this today, and as you dwell on it, I want you to get the impression that you are coming to have a vital relationship with the Savior of the world. It's just like this song by Elevation Worship, who are downtrodden, oppressed, and overburdened, cares of this life, and you want to find hope and forgiveness, come to Jesus. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And let's let Elevation Worship help you understand that with their song, Come to the Altar, right now on the cross in the desert. Worship music of Evelation Worship called Come to the Altar. What a song of invitation, just like the scripture I've been teaching on this morning. Come to the altar? Well, Jesus says, come to me. All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What a beautiful invitation that sums up the compassion, the gentleness, the loveliness of Christ. All systems of religion are oppressive and burdensome. I think of my Muslim friends who spend their life trying to measure up to please Allah, to obtain a righteousness. But the Bible says that within our own good works and within our own sincere efforts, we can never achieve that perfect righteousness that our heart longs for. That perfect righteousness is a gift of God. A gift can never be earned. It is given by God, showing mercy to whom he wants to show mercy to, because he's a merciful God, and it's given freely. We can never earn it. And that's why Jesus says, take off the oppressive yoke of the false religious system created by the Pharisees and the scribes. No longer try to carry that yoke. Don't try to earn my love. Don't try to earn your way into heaven. Come to me. Come to me, Jesus is saying, because he is the Savior. He is everything that you need. He is the full embodiment of the law. He perfectly kept the law from birth until death and merited our salvation, merited the gift of righteousness that he gives to those who come to him instead of trusting in a false religious system of worship. There's so much of that today, of trying to measure up and earn our way into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says, I am everything you're looking for. I am everything that you need. I have a yoke. You will follow me. You will learn to be my disciple. But my yoke is easy. My burden is light compared to that system of false righteousness created by the Pharisees and the scribes. That's what religion does. It exhausts us. Jesus has accomplished salvation for us. Religion says, you do something. And Jesus says, I did it all for you. All you have to do is open up your arms and receive what I have for you. Be like the beggar coming to the banquet table and you're given a seat and the place of honor. We don't deserve it. It is undeserved, undeserved. It is graced, unmerited favor. Come to me. I hope this has helped you today to see what salvation really is. It's in a person, not a system of a religion. And that's what I was teaching this morning on the cross in the desert. I want to thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you again on Monday on the next edition of The Cross in the Desert. Have yourself a great weekend.